From Las Vegas, this is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Friday, February 23rd. Carnival Corporation has announced plans to expand Celebration Key already. That's Carnival Cruise Line's private destination in Grand Bahama Island. They're going to extend the pier by adding two more berths. Now, the destination is expected to open in 2025, so next summer. And these renderings illustrate the pier extension with all the berths in place, which will hold four Excel-class ships at one time. Now, the final two berths won't open next summer, but they will open the following year in 2025. They'll also require a $100 million investment, bringing the total cost of Celebration Key to $600 million. Carnival anticipates welcoming 2.2 million guests in 2025, with projections of 4 million visitors by 2028. And Cunard Line's latest ship, the Queen Anne, has successfully completed her sea trials this month after 16 days of testing. Departing from Fincantieri in Venice, the ship underwent comprehensive assessments with naval engineers on board. The sea trials covered propulsion, bow thrusters, stabilizers, and technical maneuvers. The ship will debut in early May with guests and will be christened in Liverpool on June 3rd. Congratulations. And this weekend, Carnival Cruise Line will christen the Carnival Jubilee at its home port in Galveston, Texas, by godmother Gwen Stefani. Jubilee is Carnival's 26th ship that entered service in late December. It's currently sailing Western Caribbean voyages to Costa Maya, Cozumel, and Mahogany Bay in Roatan. And the photo of the week, Carnival Mardi Gras docked at the Grand Turk Cruise Center. Author, unknown. Just the phone number on here, but it's a good one. Whoever you are, thank you for sending it in. You can send yours in, doug@cruiseradio.net. And Cruise Line stocks were up on Thursday. Carnival Corporation up 3.4%, 15.21. Royal Caribbean up 6.7%, 122.56. And Norwegian up 1.5%, 16.34. If you have a story, drop us a line, tips@cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great weekend.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid. High amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.